It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Gotta feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're in April, and so I think spring's on the way. We've had some crazy weather all over this country. I guess that comes with spring every year, but our friends up north, if you're listening, our thoughts are with you. That ice storm tore you guys up, and then some tornadoes came through this past week, so it's been a little messy up there, but our thoughts are with you. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, and maybe a little bit of that will go away. But anyway, I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And welcome to the Grilling Guys. Don't forget to check out our website. It's thegrillingguys.com. And you'll see all kinds of cool stuff on there. Right now, if you click on the ThermoPen link, you'll notice that there's a tremendous sale. And you'll also notice that there's a link you can click to sign up for your free ThermoPen. Just fill out a simple little name, email address, and zip code, and shoot it in, and we will put you in the drawing for a wonderful, the best instant read you'll ever put your hands on.
That's right, and we promise not to spam you. We don't sell anything at the Grilling Guys.
We should.
We should, but we don't. So where I'm going is don't be afraid to jump on that, because no one is going to send you marketing as a result of it. We just need to know how to get a hold of you when you win.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, Bob, this weekend, or this last weekend, one of my great friends and his wife were celebrating his birthday, and we got invited along down to this place in Allegan, Michigan, which is south and west of Grand Rapids, where we are, to a place called the Grill House. And it's a very large, old mansion, is the only way I can talk about it, because they've got the upstairs and the downstairs turned into seating in a restaurant, and all the different seatings of the big rooms of the house. Well, one of the rooms is a grill house. And what I mean by that is you're inside, but there's this monstrous grill. It's probably 20 feet long and 10 feet wide, and people stand all around it, and you can grill your own steak. And when you walk in the room, there's a big meat counter. You just pick out your piece of meat, walk over to the grill. You may have to wait in line because it was very popular. We were there on a Saturday night about 6 o'clock, and there were a couple hundred people there. So we had to wait a little bit, but there's a full bar. It's cool. And we're going to have the gentleman, one of the proprietor, or he and his wife, Brian, is going to be on the a show here in the next week or two, and I'll save all the details for that. But what
Make
a cool
sure
experience.
Bring some steaks up.
Right, yeah, exactly. But what a cool experience. I've never been to a restaurant where I could walk in and cook my own.
I was at Fenn Valley last summer, and they let me grill my steak right outside.
You know what? No, that was several years ago, and they weren't serving just steak. I understand they had tofu as well, didn't they?
No, no, they were beautiful steaks. You picked your meal in advance.
I know, but I've grilled tofu down there, or had it grilled for me.
Yeah, those guys next to us did.
Yeah.
It was pretty good, actually.
I never thought you guys would eat tofu.
Well, I didn't, but I got rode hard and put away wet that day, and I...
Well, there were some people from India next to us.
Oh.
And they actually made it look like good to eat instead of just a white chunk of gelatin. And it was really good. You know, their spice combinations are really good, and it's just protein.
Yeah. Right.
Not my cup of tea, but I'll try just about anything.
Yeah, that goes down in Grilling Guy's legend as things I probably
well,
shouldn't
have
done.
Well, here's how it happened is Jop made the mistake of mentioning it at our very first station, and my co-host lit him up. He said, yeah, you can grow tofu.
Yeah.
And we just looked at each other like, did he just say that?
I was a young
was
griller
a
back then.
It was a lesson.
Yeah, right. Still stings a bit.
Yeah, can't tell. I had a lot of great grilling experience this week. You know, cleaning the freezer out, getting ready for the next cow. So it's like you just open it up and pull something out.
Yep.
One of the things I pulled out was, of course, I bought that wild Alaska fish, and I had a couple halibut steaks.
Ooh.
And I pulled those out, and because Our guests were gone for the night, so I could afford to feed my wife some halibut.
Yeah.
And grilled it up with some EVO and some sea salt and black pepper, and found out that she loves fish if it's fried.
Yeah, right. Well,
she likes fish and chips, okay? Right. You can throw anything in batter and fry it, and she'll say it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But the grilled halibut, yeah, it just didn't work for her.
Right. Well, that's one of the most mild fish out of the
ocean.
It
is. And she wants that darn...
Batter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And that's okay. I mean, batter's good. What kind of batter? Did you batter it or did you pan fry it?
No, I grilled it in EVO on my infrared.
Oh, okay.
And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Made some homemade sauce to dip it in, whatever you call that stuff. And so,
tartar
yes,
sauce.
There you go, tartar. Also, cleaning out the freezer, pulled out some porterhouse that are just about a year old now, so it's time to get rid of all that meat, right?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. They were drop-dead gorgeous. Yep. And if you thaw them properly, and, of course, I have an old-school freezer like you, so it doesn't freezer burn.
Right.
They were fantastic. They were huge.
Yeah,
I have my slaughterhouse cut one side to 2 inch and one side to 1 inch. So my wife gets just the right side, and hers is medium well by the time mine's medium rare.
Right.
Which is perfect.
Yep.
And Sobey will do that for you, too.
Oh, all day long.
I also pulled out, we just talked about this a week or two ago, I found some pork steak.
Yeah.
That was several years old, but I smoked it. It was so good. You couldn't even tell.
Yeah.
And then did some potato wedges, and my wife loves grilled potato wedges.
So talk to me about that a little bit. Do you boil the potatoes first a little bit, or
it's
just you peel in a raw potato, or do you leave the skin on it?
I bought some large Idaho baking potatoes.
Okay.
And I cut them into long kind of wedge fingers, so they were thin enough to cook at a reasonable time.
Okay.
But I know where you're headed, and you got to be careful with potato wedges because you can.
Well, they're hard for
they're
a long
not that
time.
Easy.
Right. You got to cook them a long time on a grill to get them soft so you want to eat them.
And you want your lid closed.
Yeah.
But I just put them in like the Old World Tuscan EVO, and I put some sea salt and black pepper on them, and they were just – I actually touched them off with a little bit of balsamic when they were done.
Yeah.
While they were still on the grill.
That sounds good.
Oh, my gosh.
So approximately, Idaho potato, I'm looking at it, you know.
These are giant.
Right.
Yep. These were bigger than the ones at the Jethro party.
Yeah.
So believe it or not.
So you cut those things lengthways in a little wedge, if you will, and then about how long? I mean, it depends on the size of the chunk.
Probably 15 minutes.
Right. Did you turn them a couple times?
Oh,
or
yeah, you have to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so you basically hold it lengthwise, like you said, and you cut it in half, and then you start cutting down that
little wedges
and
of it.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you put the olive oil, and you use Tuscan, you said, salt, pepper, that's it. Put them on the grill and roll them every couple minutes because you're probably going to want your grill pretty warm for that. I mean,
I think medium was where I was set.
Yeah. Yep.
Because with the halibut, I did medium. And
And you don't want to burn them.
They were the perfect complement for the halibut, too. I can't believe that she ate like a couple bites.
Yeah.
Broke my heart.
Yeah.
I've been planning this date for a long time.
Well, you probably ate the rest, though. So,
well,
I mean, it was the effort that counts.
Somebody
right?
had to.
If she didn't want the halibut, well.
Yeah, this thing's called Wild Alaskan. You can have it shipped right to your house. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And fresh. It's all
frozen
wild.
Fresh. Right. Yeah, it's wild caught, flash froze. They send it to you on dry ice. And
yeah.
It's beautiful stuff.
Yeah, it's not cheap, but it's good.
No, it's not.
Right.
You'll pay dearly.
Yep, but you're getting wild caught Alaskan fish, which is hard to find.
So, you know, that got me thinking about, it's kind of trying to be spring, and it's about time we talk about spring cleaning for your grills. Gas and charcoal, they all need it.
Yep, and I hope that if you have a charcoal grill, you did a little bit of cleaning last fall before you put it away.
Been using it all winter.
Well, that too, yeah, but you're not going to like what you find if you didn't. And so in the next segment, we're going to talk about cleaning a grill, and this is serious stuff because if you've not used your grill a lot over the winter, trust me, I've found them. There could be a mouse nest in there.
We'll call it grill husbanding what you have to do for your grill.
Exactly. And we're going to break that down because it's not difficult, but it's a little tedious. And you need to make sure that you take the time to do it when you first pull your grill out. If you've had it in a barn, in your garage, out back, whatever.
You'll Shame be, on you.
Well, you'll be amazed what might have found that to be home over the winter. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. We're going to clean up your grill. Stick with us. We'll be back.